Well, good morning. It's a really interesting experience being here because I have three congregations. We have this wonderful assembly within our beautiful listed building here in Surbiton. We have an online audience who are watching us streaming, and there's also an audience of people who catch up with us later on, and so they watch recordings of this. And I'd like to give a special greeting out now to our regular viewers in Finland and in Malawi and to our occasional viewers around the world. But it's a special greeting to all of you in here today. You're all very welcome to worship with us, no matter how you access the service. Helen, our vicar, and Simon are celebrating their daughter Imogen's wedding. All love and best wishes to go to the wedding party. My name's Ian, and I'll be joined in leading this service by Dave, who's over there, and William, who'll be celebrating communion with us. So as we start our worship, can I ask you to stand and join in with these responses, please? As ever, I'll say the words in white, and I'd ask you to join in loudly in the words in yellow. We are met in the presence of God, and we do not meet alone. With the angels in the highest heaven, we gather to worship the Lord. With the saints of every age, we gather to worship the Lord. With the church throughout the world, we gather to worship the Lord and praise his holy name. Thank you. Do please sit. So we're here to worship. What's that mean in practice? We celebrate together God's love for us, and we give thanks and praise for that. We join that through song, and I'm hoping that we'll have some singers who'll be able to lead us in song, but I'm afraid, congregation, you're not allowed to sing at the moment. What I suggest you do is hum nicely through your masks and also reflect on the words as we go along. We worship through reading the Bible, and we worship through learning based on that Bible reading. We learn, we worship through declaring our faith. We worship through confessing what we've done, which will displease God. We worship through prayer, that wonderful opportunity to have a dialogue with God. And today, if you choose, we worship through the sacrament of communion. The God we celebrate and praise is not some remote historic figure, but the God of here and now. God the Creator, our Creator. God who as man died for our sins. God as Spirit who is with us now, ready to be our companion, confidant and counsellor if we choose. So let's worship God together wherever we are. We're going to have two songs now. And I'm grateful to the band and anyone who would like to come up to the front and be a singer for taking this part of the worship on for us. Of course, you can join in loudly if you're at home, but if you're sitting here in the pews, please remain seated and reflect on the words. So we start with All Heaven Declares.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The first song pointed out that Jesus died to reconcile man to God, and the second, that God came and rescued me, and also that God knows all the things I've ever done, but that Jesus' blood has cancelled every one. So let's take a moment to think what that means for us, what we need to bring to God and say sorry for, and then we'll say a confession together. Say together, Rock of our salvation, we know the faults we try to hide from you and others. We have not cared for all people in the same way. We favour those whom we think are more gifted or better or prettier. We are not sure the prisoners should be set free or the poor given hope. Redeemer of all people, forgive us. Anoint us with your Spirit's power, so our eyes may be opened and our ears freed to listen to what Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour, teaches us about your love and grace for our lives. Amen. In the fall, God's Spirit is upon us, the Spirit of forgiveness, the Spirit of grace, the Spirit of oneness. Today and in all the days to come, God's Spirit is with us. Thanks be to the one who is our joy and our strength. Amen. Now, there's one song that we can all join in with today, and I'm going to get you to stand in a moment, and it is a marvellous opportunity for us to express worship through physical movement. It's the Action Song, and it's about the whole world being in God's hands. So let's stand, and if there are any singers available, that will be great, but I will try and conduct you in physical movement. Well, we've got our tiny little babies and our brothers and sisters in a bit of a pickle there, but I think we got through that, and well done. I'm going to ask us to stay standing for a moment, because we sung there of how God has got the whole world in his hands, and everyone from the tiniest baby to the oldest pensioner. God knows and loves each one of us. Plus, God cares for the world we live in too. Each person, every creature, all the land and sea and air. So let's say this creed together, which sets out the basis of our faith. I believe in God, who is bigger than time, who made the world, who knows more than I'll ever know, who loves me and all creation, who is with me now, who guides me patiently, who forgives all my failings, and whom I will be with forever. Thank you, God. Do please sit down. Now we're going to explore further the story of Joseph and his overcoats, and Jill's going to come to us now and give us a reading from Genesis.
This reading is from the International Children's Version. Joseph interprets two dreams. After these things happened, two of the king's officers displeased the king. These officers were the man who served the wine to the king and the king's baker. The king became angry with his officer who served him wine and his baker. So he put them in the prison of the captain of the guard. This was the same prison where Joseph was kept. The captain of the guard put the two prisoners in Joseph's care. They stayed in prison for some time. One night, both the king's officer who served him wine and the baker had a dream. Each had his own dream with its own meaning. When Joseph came to them the next morning, he saw they were worried. Joseph asked the king's officers who were with him, "Why do you look so unhappy today?" The two men answered, "We both had dreams last night, but no one can explain their meaning to us." Joseph said to them, "God is the only one who can explain the meaning of dreams, so tell me your dreams." So the man who served wine to the king told Joseph his dream. He said, "I dreamed I saw a vine. On the vine there were three branches. I watched the branches bud and blossom, and then the grapes ripened. I was holding the king's cup, so I took the grapes and squeezed the juice into the cup. Then I gave it to the king." Then Joseph said, "I will explain the dream to you. The three branches stand for 3 days. Before the end of 3 days, the king will free you. He will allow you to return to your work. You will serve the king his wine, just as you did before. But when you are free, remember me. Be kind to me. Tell the king about me so I can get out of this prison. I was taken by force from the land of the Hebrews, and I've done nothing here to deserve being put in prison." The baker saw that Joseph's explanation of the dream was good. So he said to Joseph, "I also had a dream. I dreamed there were 3 bread baskets on my head. In the top basket, there were all kinds of baked food for the king. But the birds were eating this food out of the basket on my head." Joseph answered, "I will tell you what the dream means. The 3 baskets stand for 3 days. Before the end of the 3 days, the king will cut off your head. He will hang your body on a pole, and the birds will eat your flesh." 3 days later, it was the king's birthday, so he gave a feast for all his officers. In front of his officers, he let the chief officer who served the wine and the chief baker out of prison. The king gave the chief officer who served wine his old position. Once again, he put the king's cup of wine into the king's hand. But the king hanged the baker on a pole. Everything happened just as Joseph had said it would. But the officer who served wine did not remember Joseph. He forgot all about him.
Thank you. I'd like to invite Dave to come and continue the story of Joseph that we've been following in these last few weeks. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Be with us as we hear your word. Change our hearts through your word. Amen. Well, good morning. Lovely to be here and to be able to share the word of God with you and online as well. We're continuing our story of Joseph, and this week we're looking at how he had been falsely accused last week. We're looking at the cupbearer and the baker. Now, Joseph has already been telling people about his own dreams, and now we're going to look at the first time that he interprets somebody else's dream, and perhaps discover something about him that wasn't as obvious as his multicoloured coat and his ability to understand dreams. What we're going to look at is patience and trust in God. And here's a question for us all. How patient are we? How patient are we? We're going to play a game and find out something. Now, children, you were each given a cup when you arrived. And at home, if you can grab a beaker, that'll be good. There's a few seconds before we actually play the game. So at home, scuttle off, find a beaker, and come back. Now, we're going to play a game that's like statues. You remember statues where you stand still and do not move. Well, you've each got a cup, and what I want you to do is be the cupbearer statue. So I want you to hold your cup. Here's mine. I want you to hold your cup in front of you, still, waiting patiently for Pharaoh to say, "Please pour my wine." So you're going to stand there holding, yes. Sorry, I can't hear. I'll come a bit closer. Oh, you can breathe, yes. Yes. It's a very good question. There's no point laughing. You can stand there and breathe, but what you shouldn't be doing is laughing or giggling, especially if I would tell a joke. I think that might happen. So, what we're going to ask you to do is to stand up, holding your cup, hold very still. All right, everybody ready already? And I'll carry on with the story, and we'll see. It's only about a minute. We'll see who can stand very, very still. Now, I'm going to have to read my words, so I'll rely on those around you to see if you move. You can still stand. You don't have to sit down if you move. All right, good. Ready, steady, go. By the way, last night I had a dream. I was dreaming I was eating a giant marshmallow. And when I woke up, my pillow had gone. They're very good. You can't see it online, but they're not moving. It's a rubbish joke, really, wasn't it? Right, we find Joseph in prison. And as it says in the previous chapter, but while Joseph was there in prison, the Lord was with him. He showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warder. So the warder put Joseph in charge of all those held in prison, and he was made responsible for all that was done there. The warden paid no attention to anything under Joseph's care, because the Lord was with Joseph, and he gave him success in whatever he did. I hope you're not moving. I see some have even closed their eyes. Clever. So Joseph was there, caring for others and waiting for something to happen. Remember, since he was attacked by his brothers, he's not been able to do anything for himself. He's been thrown in a pit, he's been sold as a slave, and taken to Egypt, and now thrown in jail. Pharaoh, who's all-powerful, has lots of people to serve him, and if you anger Pharaoh, then you could be in trouble. In prison are two of his officials, the cupbearer and the baker. The cupbearer is the person who serves him wine, a very important job, and a job with a risk, because you probably had to taste the wine before Pharaoh drank it, just in case somebody had poisoned it and tried to kill him, which often happened at that time. And that's not a job you're going to find life insurance for very easily. Right, time's up, relax, children. Oh, you could see them all going, oh. Did anybody move? No? Oh, well done. Round of applause for all the children. And if you were doing that at home, I hope you were still as well. Well done. Right. When you go home, leaving here today, you'll find over on the side a ping pong ball that you can take home and make out of your cup and your ping pong ball a person. So grab a ping pong ball as you go, take your cup, and if you're at home watching this and you'd like those, you know where we are. Come and call, they'll be in our porch and you can have your own. The second prisoner in Pharaoh's jail is this chief baker. Now, this isn't the chap who's just won the Great British Bake Off by wowing the judges with his chocolate almond, orange salted caramel kaleidoscope sponge cake. No, he's in charge of baking bread and all sorts of other things, and baking it well. But Pharaoh has thrown them both in jail. He doesn't say why. Maybe the cupbearer spilt some wine over Pharaoh's tunic. And maybe the baker produced a loaf with a soggy bottom. Anyway, sometime after, it doesn't say how long, but it would have been more than just a day. On the same night, both the cupbearer and the baker each have a dream. And when Joseph, on his rounds in the morning, checks on them, they're both worried and explain that they both had these dreams and they don't know what they mean. And we'll find out more in a while.
Gosh, I'm excited. I want to hear what comes next. But we have a commercial break. I'm going to give you the notices. First, we're really pleased that so many of you are seeing this online and in recordings. We'd love to hear from you. And we're going to put some details up on the screen of how to get in touch. So if you'd like to get in touch by email, please use the email address. And there's lots of information about the church on our website. Second, there's a new short service is recorded and added to our offering every day, Monday to Saturday, along with our Sunday services. You'll find the links on the website. We have a YouTube channel too, but get in touch if you get stuck. Third, two things about next Sunday. If you're able to come to the building, we need volunteer welcomers for both our services, the 9 o'clock service and the 10:30 service. You can sign up through the website or get in touch with Julie in the office. And the service will have a harvest theme, but please do not bring any form of donation to the service if you're coming. A donation scheme through the website will be available later, so I'm afraid you've got to keep that marrow at home. Fourth, a new parish electoral register is being drawn up, and if you're not already on the register and want to be on it, forms are available at the back of church or here on your way out when you leave after the service. Fifth, and finally, I'd really like to know about how people are getting on with the activities sheet. These are downloadable from the website, but also given out to children in church today. We've got a colouring in sheet. How are we doing with the colouring in sheets? Brilliant colour. Oh, fantastic colouring in over there. Really, really good. And there's puzzle and missing pieces. Anyone got any of that? No? Okay. And finally, on this front, it's this incredible maze. I looked at this and I thought, I'm not sure I can do that, so good luck with that. But lots of activity sheets available. I think we've given Dave a rest now. Perhaps we can invite him to give us a second part. I'm looking forward to this.
Thank you, Ian. So, back at the story, both the cupbearer and the baker have had dreams And Joseph, filled with God's love, offers to interpret their dreams. First, the cupbearer, with a vine, with three branches, he watches the branches bud and blossom, and then the grapes ripen. He's holding the king's cup and takes the grapes and squeezes them into the cup. Then he gives that cup to the king. Joseph says to the cupbearer, "This is great news. This is good news. In 3 days, he'll be back in his old job serving the king again." Fantastic. The baker's dream, however, is different. He dreams of three baskets of bread on his head. In the top basket are all kinds of baked food for the king. But the birds are eating this food out of the basket on his head. But unlike the cupbearer, for the baker, it's not good news. Joseph says that in 3 days, he'll be put to death. I bet the new baker is a bit more careful to check for soggy bottoms. And Joseph asks the cupbearer to do something for him. He says, when he gets to be with Pharaoh, would he put in a good word and tell him about Joseph being here in jail, falsely accused? And we can understand why when we remember that Joseph hasn't been in control of his own life for a while. He'd like to get out of prison. It's a chance, after waiting for so long, to move on. Not freedom, but to do something more. And perhaps in as little as just 3 days. Just as Joseph said, the cupbearer is put back into his old job, and the baker is executed. But the cupbearer says nothing to the king. Joseph is left waiting and trusting in God, for God's hand to take control of his life. We can find comfort, if we look for it, in the words of the Bible. In Psalm 37, verse 7, it says, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him." And in Romans 8, verse 25, "But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently." Joseph is waiting patiently. He trusts in God that when it's right, then God will act. In fact, there's another 2 years before he gets out of prison. And that story is for another week. Joseph is a wonderful example of somebody who's trusting in the Lord whilst waiting. It seems to me that recently we've all probably had a lot of waiting to do. And if we've been able to wait patiently, trusting in God that when the time is right, he will move things forward, and then, well, only God knows what next. I want to leave you with this image. I love this photo. The woman is sat in the rain, staring into the distance along the rail track, waiting. It's raining. She's getting wet despite holding an umbrella. And if you look closely, you can see the lights of the train coming towards her. I wonder how long she's been waiting. I wonder if that is her train coming towards her. Or will she have to wait even longer? I pray that God gives us all the patience to wait. Amen.
God's presence in his life and was ready to wait and listen for him. We're going to have a time of prayer now, and I'll offer some prayers on behalf of us all. I'll also leave some space and time for you to offer your own prayers in the silence. And of course, this is not a one-off opportunity. Our God is here and now. Our God of here and now is always listening, ready to hear our prayers and have a dialogue with us. Let's pray. God of now, we thank you for the Bible. We thank you for the readings from it and the talks on it. Help us to see, hear, and understand the timeless lessons we can learn through it. Strengthen our will to read the Bible, encourage us to share what we find, and guide us as we apply our learning to our lives with you now. Amen. God of now, we thank you for life, our life made in your image. Help us as we try to live up to your expectations, obey your commandments, and live as we should. We thank you for new life, the newborn, the growing children, the new adults. We pray that they will grow to acknowledge and share your love, to spread your good news and be worthy of your good gifts. We thank you for long life and value the experiences that mould us as we live, the lessons that we learn, and the strength you give us to carry on. We thank you for your promise of eternal life, when we are finished here and join you in life which is unimaginable to us now. Today and always, help us to live our lives to the full, acknowledging our origins in you, our forgiveness through you, and our permanent relationship with you. Amen. God of now, we live in strange times. The pandemic fills our minds and changes our lives. We pray for a halt to the growing infections and for a better appreciation of how we achieve this. We give thanks for all who serve to keep us safe and all who treat us when we are unwell. We pray for the speedy success of all who are using the gifts you have given them to find means of eradicating the virus, enabling a new normal which better meets your will for us. But we see too that hiding behind the virus are many other issues which concern us and which are at odds with your love for all humanity and for our once perfect planet. We are shocked at the impact of climate change. We reel at the potential for global recession. We are appalled at the continuing aggressions and corruption which force innocents to become refugees. God of now, guide us as individually and collectively we try to respond to these and many other issues. God Creator, point us towards the reversal of our trashing of the planet you gifted us. Help us prevent extinctions and sieve the oceans of our negligence waste. Help us recover your Eden. God of love, show us how we can develop equality for all, remembering that each and every human is unique, made in your image, and ceaselessly loved by you. Amen. In a time of silence now, bring to God in prayer any issues which are on your hearts. We offer all these prayers in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's join together in the reading of the collect for today. Lord God, defend your church from all false teaching and give to your people knowledge of your truth, that we may enjoy eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And let's listen for that truth as we say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. As a congregation, we remain sitting now as we hear a familiar old song, Now Thank We All Our God. Thank you. I do hope that this service has provided you with a time and space to celebrate, praise, give thanks, and talk with God. In a short while, we'll be celebrating the Sacrament of Communion in a revised format dictated by virus protection. The celebration will be included in the streaming. If you don't wish to take communion, feel free to leave us as after we say this closing message together. As your love has held us, let us go out in confidence. As your love has called us, let's go out with courage. As your love has blessed us, let us go out with hope. May the God of justice claim us, the Lord of kindness lead us, and the Spirit of unity live in us, now and always. Amen. So we'll be a few short moments now while we prepare for communion.
Thank you. Thank you to the musicians. We begin our short act of communion with a gospel reading. Who's reading the gospel? Perhaps I'm reading the gospel. Looks like it. When we come to communion, by the way, you'll be invited to come from the back forwards. We just received the bread here. I'm the only person who receives the wine on your behalf. You'll come from the back forwards. You'll be invited to come, and then please return through the side rooms as you probably have before. Would you like to stand for the gospel reading, please? From St. Matthew chapter 6. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. Therefore do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For indeed your heavenly Father knows you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. And now, as we stand, we're going to share the peace. The peace which Jesus gives is his peace, a peace which derives from the heart of Jesus' life. It is his love and his joy. And the peace of the Lord be always with you. And let's share a sign of God's peace. So we continue with our communion. Slide, please. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right to give you thanks, God our Creator, loving and faithful, holy and strong. You made us and the whole universe and filled our world with life. You sent your Son to live among us, Jesus our Saviour, Mary's child. He suffered on the cross. He died to save us from our sins. He rose in glory from the dead. You send your Spirit to bring new life to the world and clothe us with power from on high. And so we join the angels to celebrate and sing. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Father, on the night before he died, Jesus shared a meal with his friends. He took the bread and thanked you. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the meal, Jesus took the cup of wine. He thanked you and gave it to them, saying, drink this, all of you. This is my blood, the new promise of God's unfailing love. Do this to remember me. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Father, as we bring this bread and wine, we remember his death and resurrection. Send your Holy Spirit that we who share these gifts in reality or spiritually may be healed by Christ's body and his blood. Pour your Spirit upon us that we may love one another, work for the healing of the earth, and share the good news of Jesus as we wait for his coming in glory. For honor and praise belong to you, Father, with Jesus your Son and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Every time this bread is eaten and this cup is drunk, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. And we say together the prayer of spiritual reception, particularly for those who are not able to receive physically. Thanks be to you, Lord Jesus Christ, for all the benefits you have given me, for all the pains and insults you have borne for me. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, I ask you to come spiritually into my heart, O most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother. May I know you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly, day by day. Amen. Please sit until you come forward. And of course, when you do come forward, please bring the children with you, or if you'd like to come for a blessing, that's fine. The body of Christ. The blood of Christ. Love and bless you now and always. Amen. Lord Jesus, love and bless you too, now and always. Body of Christ, keep you in its own. God bless you in all you do. Amen. Lord bless you in all you do. Keep you in eternal life. We say together the prayer of thanks. God of our pilgrimage, you have led us to the living water. Refresh and sustain us as we go forward on our journey. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.